And something, a common tool that you pound nails with, that's a...
No, hammer.
Yeah, okay. A few wagon terms I want to try out on you. Do you have a name for the long wooden piece on a wagon that runs between the two horses?
Yes, there's a name, and it's slipping my mind right now. It's not the tongue.
Huh?
Is it the tongue?
It sure is. Can be.
I was trying to think of it very hard. I believe it is.
Okay. So. Well, what about on a buggy, the two long wooden pieces that you have to back the horse between when you're hitching them up?
It's been such a long time since I've even come in contact with a buggy and a horse and a mule. Oh, that slips from me right now, for sure.
Okay. What about something like chevs or anything like that, same bell?
No.
Not familiar. Okay. On a wagon wheel, the outside edge of the wagon wheel, you call that the what of the wheel?
The ram, I would call it.
Okay. Do you have a name for that outside part of the, well, let's say a metal rim around the wagon wheel? Is there a name for that?
On the very outside of it?
Yeah,
the metal rim. Has contact with the road?
Yeah, the metal rim of the wagon wheel, right.
Alright.
You ever hear that called a tire?
No, not really.
When somebody says tire, something made out of rubber.
That's what I think it turns out.
Okay. What about on a wagon, the horizontal piece of wood that the traces come back and attach to? Kind of moves like so to stabilize the wagon so it doesn't turn over?
I'm afraid that... No.
Okay, does single trim mean anything to
you? No, well, I guess you're right. I didn't know exactly what you were talking about, but my mother's been gathering all that sort of stuff out there, so there's a single tree out there. A single tree.
Oh, you have one out there?
Yeah, it's one out there in the yard.
You have to point it out to me before I leave.
Okay.
See. All right, now you got a single tree. If you have two horses, and each one has a single tree, the thing that they both hitch together to would be what?
I guess it would be the harness.
Okay, now if you have can you have a double tree? Or a double single tree?
I guess so. I know what a single tree is because I've been introduced to one lately, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Okay.
There's one in the yard.
Okay, now this expression. If a man rode by your house in his wagon with a load of corn, and came back a little later, his wagon was empty, and this process just kept up all day long, what would you say he was doing?
He's selling.
Okay, or maybe a word that more specific.
Making several trips, I guess,
a word maybe that more specifically describes the actual activity. Old so-and-so's been corn all day.
Selling corn all day, I suppose. Hauling corn all day.
That's what I was after. Okay. All right, this verb. Say if something is too heavy to pick up, you might say, well, I couldn't pick that thing up, I just had to put it across the floor.
I had to drag it across the floor.
Okay, in the past today, if you did it yesterday, you say, yesterday that thing
was a drug.
Okay, if you've done it several times during the day, you'd say, I have that thing all day long.
I've drug.
Okay. What would you call the tool that a farmer would use to break his ground with?
A plow.
You know different types.
Well, there's I've heard him say something about a side plow,